Congressman Joe Courtney, one of our great favorites from the great state of Connecticut, in the congressional corner today. Congressman Courtney comes from Connecticut's 2nd District. Does it ever tick you off, Joe Courtney, that you're in the 2nd District and not the 1st District? Isn't that a great question?
That one never really bothers me too much. I've got half the state, so I can always, counter that. That number with I have the majority of Connecticut.
And the great part of your district is you not only get the land, you get the sea also, right?
I do. No, we have the largest section of Long Island Sound, proximity, which is actually a really special part of the state. I mean, starting in Madison all the way over to Stonington, I mean, just great communities.
And what's bad about the Long Island Sound these days? Every time we read about the Long Island Sound, somebody's trying to do something there, lay a cable under it or maybe pollute it a little. Are you happy with the state of the Sound right now?
To be honest with you, I am. I think that, as you point out, I mean, it seems like a big body of water when you're sort of standing on the beach, but it really, is more of a, tidal, area that is not, wide open ocean. So you got to be careful because it is somewhat fragile. I mean, the amazing part of the Sound is that it has one of the highest concentrations of population in the entire country on both sides, New York and Connecticut and Rhode Island. And it has incredibly intense use in terms of maritime traffic of all kinds, recreational, fishing, obviously, cargo and passenger. So, I think everybody realizes, we got to be on our toes here in terms of making sure we have good systems in place. Just the other day, we got a grant for the marinas to, get a new pump out system so that, in the old days, you'd take your Boston Whaler or whatever boat you had out there and just kind of dump your refuse and other materials into the ocean. Those days are gone. Now we have a pump out programs to make sure that waste is not being, deposited in the Sound by the boat traffic. EPA, in my opinion, has come up with a very strong reform of the dredging system, which, again, particularly on the Connecticut side, is essential. Mother Nature pushes material up on our side, and it, frankly, makes waterways unnavigable. So you've got to come up with systems. And so now, there's a strong preference for what they call upland disposal, so that it would be, placed in, beach replenishment if it's clean stuff, and, segregated if it's, has more toxic materials, strong testing programs. So I actually think there's really strong progress. Frankly, a big element is just we've got to make sure we invest in wastewater treatment facilities. Connecticut, in particular, if you really step back, we're really just one big watershed that just sort of feeds into the Sound. And if you don't have strong sewer plants and systems for extracting waste, I mean, it's going to roll downhill, and it's just gravity almost. We've had some good progress there. I mean, frankly, one of the big disappointments with the Trump administration is that with all the promises of infrastructure investment, I mean, we really haven't seen anything yet at all, both in terms of transportation, but also water treatment, which is, a big piece of infrastructure and critical to the Sound. So we've got more work to do, and I wish that's the one bipartisan area that I just think you would have tremendous support in Congress is infrastructure. And we're 10 months into this administration, and despite all the promises on the campaign trail and in his inauguration address and, other speeches, I mean, absolutely zero has come out.
So what's the deal? So what's the deal, Joe Courtney? Why, he knows it's popular. His people in the House and the Senate know it's popular. What seems to be the problem? You got any ideas?
I mean, I was actually with the building trades last night who, as you know, I mean, that's one part of the labor unions that have actually tried to have a pipeline, to use a bad pun, into the White House. They're as frustrated as anyone because they've been, they keep being told, it's coming in 2 weeks, it's coming in 2 weeks, and, 2 weeks comes and go and nothing's happened. So, how you pay for it is always, a challenge. But, you have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, labor, environmental groups, state governments, local governments. I mean, everybody is together on this, that it's time to break out of these, you know, really kind of embarrassing, you know, incremental funding mechanisms that have unfortunately characterized the federal government for the last really, you know, 10 or 15 years. And we're going backwards as a country in terms of, you know, speed of transportation of people and freight. And also, obviously, we're missing opportunities to create jobs with the installation of infrastructure and also doing something good for our environment.
Which reminds
me. Anyway,
to ask,
I mean, I know, you know, the dissatisfaction and the grumbling is really growing. I mean, this is part of Trump's base that elected him. You know, we're, you know, folks who were, you know, listening to him with, as part of a jobs agenda. And the biggest piece of that, no question about it, is infrastructure.
I have to say, I am no big fan of Donald Trump, that's for sure. I am watching some of the extraordinary things that are coming out of the White House. There's a Vanity Fair piece, I believe, that in which he confesses that he hates everybody in the White House. Forget about the other the other party. Is this a mark of instability? We have Steve Bannon, of all people, his, you know, right-wing advisor, who says he has a huge chance of being impeached. Well, you're sitting in the body that might have to do the impeaching. Are you seeing anybody saying that?
I mean, there was a motion that was filed yesterday, but not voted on. And, you know, I think, frankly, we're not there, even close to there yet. Personally, that's my opinion. I think really what I think is really the most disconcerting is, you know, this week, which, you know, we're talking, I mean, people are calling it demolition week. I mean, and really just starting, you know, with the Clean Power Plant rule, which they struck the other day. Again, another anti-jobs measure, in my opinion, because it just, you know, sets us back in terms of, you know, innovation and investment in renewable energies, which there are a lot of jobs out there. The contraceptives rule, which, again, is just, you know, appalling. I mean, no one was going to contest the fact that churches and religious institutions, you know, should not be forced to offer health plans and pay for health plans that go against religious beliefs. But now they're extending this now to any employer based on any quote unquote moral objection, which is really, again, creating a two-tiered system for women in this country who, you know, contraceptives are, you know, part of, I think, you know, the fabric of the country's family life, but also, frankly, it provides health care benefits, which is overlooked sometimes in terms of actual treatment of conditions, of, you know, women's health conditions. You know, we're looking at the Iran deal being decertified in any minute now. And then, incredibly, today they announced that they're withdrawing the U.S. from UNESCO, which is, you know, one of the pillars of you know, international consensus about trying to preserve, you know, education, cultural, and, you know, artistic treasures around the world that we benefit from, I think, even more so than almost everybody else. So that's the instability that I think is really the most concerning and disturbing right now, is that, you know, stuff that has been sort of, you know, well-established with, you know, multilateral, bilateral support around the world is we're watching the U.S. Withdraw from. And that's we're going to pay a price for that for years. And
indeed we are. Joe Courtney, I have to stop you there because we've run out of time for today. But when we come back the next time, I got lots to ask you, including about Trump's tax overhaul plan. OK,
will do.